And the, there's Campbell Soup, makes a soup out of a thing that looks about like that, grows out of the woods. This is a fresh room.
I like to go in timber and hunt them in the spring of the year. And then in the fall of the year, they have the other, they call the puffballs. You feed them?
Yes, I have.
They're good.
They are good.
I buy mushrooms at the store. I love them.
Mm-hmm. But you better watch out you don't get a...
Well, yes, you've got to know what you're eating.
But what's the other kind? It's like a mushroom or anything.
Toadstool, they call them a toadstool, but it's a mushroom.
Okay, we ever use
you know how to tell much? A
no.
Poison mushroom?
No.
I'll give you a little secret. You go out in the woods and pick up a lot of mushrooms. You come home and you put a piece of silver dollar or a silver half dollar. And if that tarnishes, you let it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I
didn't know that.
That's poison. Mm-hmm. A Frenchman in Rome told me that. I have some timber on my farm, and they come down there and they ask whether they can go and get. And they go out in the fall of the year, in the summer, around those old rotten stumps, and they'll pick up any growth. Don't care what it is. I wouldn't think of taking it and eating it. The sack's full of it. They'll get it. And he said, why, that's all right. He said, when I get home, I try it out. I put a piece of silver with it. And if the silver tarnishes, then I'll let it alone. But if it don't tarnish, then it's all right. They can and eat them.
Another kind of thing you grow in the garden, or might, would be...
Garlic?
you
know what I'm just saying?
No, we eat that on steak. We like that. But I was thinking of a thing that you might cut. It looks a little bit like a gourd. You cut it in half and bake it.
Oh, that would be a squash.
Mm-hmm.
A squash.
Squash, huh? Well, a child had a pill. He says, I'm sorry, Daddy, I can't take it. I just can't
swallow it.
And somebody said, you can do it. You say, no, I...
No, I can't.
And somebody said, you ought to do it. And you say, no,
I just can't do it.
All right, can you use the word ought? You ought to do it. No, I ought. Somebody said...
I ought not do it. I just ought not do it. I don't know that it...
That doesn't sound like you?
It sounds...
Would you say oughtn't? I oughtn't to do it?
I oughtn't to do it.
Okay. Somebody said you will do it, and you say, no, I...
No, I won't.
Do you have any kinds of owls around here?
Owls? Well, yeah, they have the screech owl, little owl. Then they have the big timber owl, the hoot owl.
Is that the hoot owl, the timber owl?
I guess it is, the hoot, big owl that goes hoot, something on that order.
That's about all they have.
Just a kind of a hoot.
Do you ever, along the shore, see a, well, maybe out from under a rock will come this kind of shellfish like affair, swims backwards and has claws.
Well, they call it a crawfish or a crayfish, something like that. They get your bait off, you take your bait off of your worms too. Are you hooked when you're fishing?
Really?
They're naughty.
What's a varmint?
Well, that we call them rat or mice, something that is in the...
What's it get into?
Gets into the grain.
What do you call a thing that gets in the chicken house and gets the chicken?
Well, you have a weasel or a fox get into.
Are they varmints too?
I don't know whether you class them as varmints or not.